This is Women Crush Wednesdays from New York Women in Film and Television. We cover all facets of women working in entertainment and media, along with highlighting the accomplishments of our members and previewing upcoming events. Hello, everyone. I'm Tammy Reese.
And I'm Giovanna Aguilar. Tammy and I are so excited to bring you interviews today from cast members of The Walking Dead. We both are huge fans and are excited for the premiere of season 11, which airs on an AMC.
Yes, it feels so great to co-host the podcast with you today, Giovanna. And it just feels good to know that I'm not alone in the night with Walking Dead fandom. What first pulled you to start watching the series and what kept you as a fan?
Oh my God, I was going to ask you the same question. And you know, that's such a great question. It was about 2011. I think it was 2011. I didn't have any cable. I only had Netflix. And Netflix kept on popping up The Walking Dead. I'm like, I'm not a zombie person. Why am I getting this? And it was, I remember on a Friday, I had nothing to watch. And I clicked on it. I clicked on the first episode and I was hooked. I just was immersed into this journey, then became this big fan and have been hooked since, you know, the journey of every character. And when I think back of the experience, it was, you fall in love with their journey and the community that they build.
Yes.
And yes, and I guess apocalyptic in all that is happening around them, but their quest is really coming together and living and surviving, right? And the love that they have for each other.
Yeah.
So that's how I got hooked, was through Netflix and then seeing Rick's character. And it was just so well done, you know, and him waking up in the hospital and not knowing where he was. And then it just was so great storytelling.
Definitely great storytelling. My fiance started watching The Walking Dead, the first couple episodes of the very first season. He was like, you have to watch this show. He knows I'm a huge horror fan. And I'm like, there's too many zombie movies and stuff. I'm like, what is this? Sat and watched. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this show. This is going to be one of the greatest TV series of all time. And I was literally hooked ever since. Never missed an episode. And here we are, the final episodes of season 11. And I just love how so many people, their characters stayed human through the apocalypse when so many people were doing the wrong things and being villains and taking from each other, killing and stealing from each other, just treating people wrong. There were still people within these communities who had compassion and morals and made you think, how would you act in an apocalypse? Is it survival for the fittest? Would you help others around you and try to protect your family in the best way possible? Or would you lose your morals? I just love the series overall, and I'm excited to see the characters, rest of their journey throughout the rest of this series and with the spinoffs as well.
Oh, God. Well, you know what? You hit the nail on the head. I think that's one of the connectors for me as well. It's like you put yourself in their shoes. As fictional as it is, you do think like, okay, what would I do in a situation like that? But exactly. Let me ask you a question. What were your favorite characters from the beginning and how have they changed throughout the seasons?
I guess the obvious one is Rick. I wonder if every Walking Dead fan is Rick, but there were so many characters that were my favorite. Michonne and Dero, Jesus, Yumiko. The list goes on. Rosita, Carol, Carl. It's so many deaths that like really broke my heart. And I wish some people were still on the series, like Carl and Jesus. I'm like, no,
I know
the worst for me.
Glenn.
Oh yeah. How could I forget that? He didn't deserve that.
No, he did not deserve that. Which goes to a question. Well, actually something that I never, ever, ever thought I would say, but I have forgiven almost, I would say, Negan, the character of Negan. And he has redeemed himself.
Yes. From
when, and I think a couple of seasons ago when they showed his point of view, and you know what? It's sort of like the empathy of trying to understand, well, why he was acting the way he was acting, not excusing what he did, but understanding the rationality behind his decision-making at the time. And well, now in this season, you see him since last season, right, with his new love interest, and parallel to what it's crazy, right? Parallel to what Maggie and Glenn were, because now he and is married and his wife is expecting a baby.
Right.
And now they're coming together for the spinoff, which is going to be so amazing. Aren't you excited?
So amazing. And it's like, who would ever thought Maggie would ever even be cordial with Negan, let alone want to be in his presence, build some type of bond, accept his redemption. But I'm so here for the forgiveness and how their bond is going to grow, especially with the series spinoff that's going to take place in New York City. So just how cool is that?
Let's talk about the interviews, Tammy, that you had.
These interviews were so fun. Today you will hear interviews I've obtained with plays the roles of Pamela Milton, Mercer, Yumiko, Connie, and Kelly. The super talented and deaf actress, Lauren Ridloff, who plays the role of Connie, was joined by an interpreter who voiced her responses to the questions I asked. Please enjoy my interviews with the cast of AMC's The Walking Dead. I'm Tammy Reese, New York Women in Film and Television podcast. I was so excited to be here with you all today. The Walking Dead is my favorite show ever. I know you hear this all the time, but I am the biggest Walking Dead fan. Layla, I want to start with you. Pamela Milton, absolutely love your character. We ended the end of part 2 of season 11 with all these newspapers saying Pamela Milton is lying to you. Can Pamela come back from this? And what does she want for herself, her son Sebastian, and the Commonwealth as a whole?
She wants to carry on her father's legacy. He worked so hard to create this community, which is a wonderful place to live if everyone would just behave and do it my way. Then we would all get along terrifically. I do think she has a sincere motive. She wants to make her father proud. I think she would like her son to carry on the legacy. Unfortunately, he's a little more difficult to deal with.
Right.
He's not really stepping up to the task. But she believes that she wants the best for everyone. I think she's in a horrifying way, just a very misguided altruist.
Nicely put, for sure. Eleanor, I love me some Yumiko, okay? Yes, you came at the end of season 9 after Andrew Lincoln's departure. You fit in, you stood out. Right now, where is Yumiko's mind frame at? Is she feeling torn? Does she feel she's playing both sides? What's going on with Yumiko as we lead to part 3 of season 11?
Yeah, I think all of those things are absolutely true. She's in such a bizarre place right now. If you look at my journey from that episode you're talking about, our entrance in season 9, to now, I couldn't look more different. I couldn't be in a more different place. I'm torn away from the groups that I know and love so well and that are so dear to my heart. You know, the thing I always loved about Yumiko so much is that she was a proper ride or die, like always was loyal and always did things by the book as in terms of looking out for her friends and their best interests. So now to see her kind of on her own is weird. It felt weird to play it, and it's I'm sure it's going to be weird for the audience to see too. Like, I'm kind of floating in between these two worlds. I'm neither on one side or the other. But with that, you know, I also have this kind of unique privileged position where I can kind of see what's going on inside the Commonwealth, and also have like my close allies and friends who are quote unquote with my old crew. So I think it can be kind of lonely for Yumiko sometimes. I don't think I always know that what the right thing is to do. I think there's an enormous amount of pressure. I really feel the eyes on me from the Commonwealth, from Pamela. Like, she takes no prisoners. Like, she's as smart, if not smarter than me. Like, I think we're very worthy opponents, although we may not see if we are ever going to get to be opponents right now. It's more just kind of like a nice, burgeoning, underlying tension. Like, women really like each other, or are they about to rip each other apart? Like, it's definitely a really strange place for me to be, I'm not gonna lie, but it's also kind of a fun place from which to unfold a lot of shit in this chunk of an episode. So.
Yes. Absolutely, and within all the chaos, I have to say, Pamela makes Apocalypse look good, okay? She keep herself together, okay? Yes.
Close, you have ice cream. What else do you want?
Absolutely. Michael. Yes, Michael, your character Mercer is so awesome. You do the best you can to be the head soldier of the Commonwealth. What's going on there? You got your sister there. People look up to you. People trust you. But you know some of the grimy and shady stuff going on behind the scenes. What's going on with Mercer as we head into the premiere of part 3 of season 11?
Hi, Tammy. How you doing?
I'm amazing. Thank you for asking. Hope you're doing good, too.
I'm well. You know, Mercer's going through quite the storm, you know. And, you know, in very delicate situations, especially, you know, even being a man of color and being in a place where eyes are on you, you got to be very careful about what you reveal and what, how you go about things. And he's code switching in a different way in 11C. And in order to keep the Commonwealth safe and maintain the world that we created, he's got to figure out a new way to battle these problems that are arising, you know?
Yeah, and also, what's going on with you and Princess? Is the relationship going to build? Can we see more there coming into the premiere? Or we just have to wait and see?
You're going to have to wait and see, but, you know, I really thought the way the writers wrote them coming together is really special. And you see a bit of, like, who they are behind the mask, you know, the bright colors and, you know, the armor that they wear. You got to see the people behind those costumes, you know, and I thought that was really brilliant and fun to explore with Paola. You know, she's a wonderful human being and a fine actress, like one of the best spirits I have encountered in this world, you know.
Yes.
You guys have such a wonderful chemistry.
So. Yeah. Absolutely. And I actually interviewed her in April at New Jersey Horror Con, and she spoke so highly of you, Michael, not only as an actor, but as a person. So it's just so awesome to hear you speak about her as well. Layla, what would you like to say to the fans who are so sad to see the show go and gonna miss you? What would you like to say to them?
Oh, it ain't over yet.
It ain't over yet.
What I mean is, you never know what's going to happen in this show, but you know, there are so many, as Eleanor said earlier, there's so many spinoffs and places to go and be in this world still. So I'm sure, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen to all these characters, or we can't reveal, but I'm sure there's going to be a place for the fans to find a new home in one of the spinoffs or one of the other shows that are on already.
For sure. Yeah.
They'll be
all
right.
It's just so exciting. They'll be all right.
Yeah.
Eleanor, how do you want Unico to be remembered as part of this Walking Dead universe legacy?
Oh, I love that question. That's so lovely. I think I always tried to play Unico. She's always been like the character that I play. I always get typecast before I got this role. I'm always typecast as like the sassy bitch in a suit, or like the mean boss. Like, I'm always playing those kind of characters, and Yumiko was the first time where, like, I feel like I got to be the most like me and play like all different sides of a person. You know, I can be lefty, I can be vulnerable, I can be harsh, I can be direct, I can be a leader, and I can also just be like a good friend. And I'm so glad I got to play all those different sides, but I feel like where I was at my most, the moments where I remember Yumiko the most is when she's like have being a great friend. So those scenes where she's really pulling up for somebody, really showing up for her chosen family. So I think I hope that those are the fans' favorite scenes too, I guess. That's how I hope she'd be remembered. She may not have been like you don't remember her using a weapon or like being a particular warrior in a particular way, but like her strengths, I mean, she can certainly fight and she's tough, but yeah. Her strengths probably have always been with her words and her choice of them and and her empathy. So like, she's a really, I always thought she'd be a really great person to have on anyone's team. Like, I hope you can remember that about her.
Nice. Michael, who would you be watching the premiere with on October 2nd at AMC?
I will most likely be with my mom and my sister, you know, kicking it on the couch, you know, like, I've been spending a lot of time with family lately, and it's lovely to share this journey with them, you know. My dad passed away back in December, and so I'm happy that you got to meet Mercer because there's a lot of him in Mercer.
Wow. Last, I would leave you all with, whose character storyline are you excited to see unfold for 11C besides your own?
I want to get to know a little more about Hornsby.
Mm-hmm. Lance crooked shady self. Cause I need to know what he did at Oceanside. So yeah, I'm excited to see that too. How about you, Layla? Whose character?
Oh, he's always up to something. That
long,
you know? He's hard to control.
Hard to control.
He's a thorn in my side.
I love it.
He's on top of things, and he keeps doing stuff without telling me. You know, it's like, come on, we're on the same team. What's wrong? And I'm the boss.
Right.
Yeah, I guess him, you know. What the heck is he going to do next?
Yes, how about you, Eleanor?
Yeah, I think that's a great choice. So, like, through all of this, I almost forgot, but like, we've got Hornsby. I mean, my gosh, he's just like a master manipulator. His story is going to be awesome. I tell you who else I loved working with Josh McDermott, and I know he's doing, you know, this show almost right from the beginning.
James.
And to be able to kind of work more personally, like, you know, have scenes with him now in these sort of this final season has been just great. It's just been so wonderful because we never really got to work together that much on the earlier seasons. And so I think I'm really excited to see how Eugene fares throughout all of this. If you think about the journey he's had, you know, from when he first started as this like shivering, sniveling little guy to like to where he is now, it's kind of beautiful. So yeah, I'm excited for the fans to see how his story unfolds.
Eugene is about that life now.
Yeah.
He's about that life. Yes. Thank you so much. It's a joy and honor again. I am the Walking Dead biggest fan ever. Thank you for your valued time. Keep up the amazing work. Be well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy.
Take care, Tammy.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lauren and Angel, The Walking Dead is my favorite show ever. It's an honor to interview you both for New York Women in Film and Television podcast. I remember the memorable moment when you both came on to the show at the end of season 9. Rick Grimes, the fearless leader, leaving the series. You both coming out with the Unico and Magna and Luke kicking Walker butt. Then get swarmed by these walkers, and Judith Grimes saves the day. That transition was so epic. How has it been for you both to portray each other's sisters and be a part of the Walking Dead universe?
Honestly, it's amazing. I love how our group actually like came out in season 9, and we kind of all started like slowly like building our own progression and having our own backstories and, you know, really shining light that, you know, we're all very much different. I believe Luke said it the best, like, you know, we probably was all, like, if we was all at a bar, probably wouldn't talk to each other, but, you know, we've actually found, you know, security and safety and love for each other to where, like, we end up writing as a family. And, you know, over time, you just see our progression and how each person in the group has a different relationship, but, you know, we all ride for each other at the end of the day, and I think that's, like, a really beautiful thing, too, and one of my favorite things about it, too, is how we're so, like, we're different within age, within, you know, our diversity, but the one thing in common we have is our love for each other, our willingness to want to survive and help each other survive, and, yeah, all of that.
Absolutely, Angel. How about you, Lauren?
I just actually finished, when I finished Children of the Lesser God, Children of the Lesser God on Broadway, that was my very first professional acting job. And that run opened and ended, but, you know, we closed after 7 weeks. And so I was definitely in a dark spot at that time. I was in a dark place, and I wasn't quite sure if I wanted to continue acting. I felt like my experience on Broadway was just a fluke. And then The Walking Dead presented itself. They wanted me to, you know, audition. So I submitted that. And when I was cast to play Connie, I was just so shocked and scared because I wasn't quite sure I really wanted to give this my all, so to speak. You know, because it took me moving from New York, leaving my young boys there while I was going to be working in Georgia for a couple weeks. And then, you know, I met the cast, and the first person that I met on set my very first day was Andrew Lincoln. You know, he was actually shooting the hospital scene. And it was this massive moment for me because I was a huge fan of The Walking Dead. I watched the very first season, the very first episode with my husband, and I just thought it was the coolest show ever. And then to arrive to this place in life, and Andrew is welcoming me to the family. You know, he said, sorry, I couldn't give you a hug because I'm covered in sticky blood. So I was just, I had to pinch myself at that moment. It was so surreal. And then to connect with the other cast members like Angel, it was just an amazing, you know, she was from New York. You know, we were navigating this together, you know, that, you know, navigating Georgia the very first 2 weeks. I remember just trying to figure that out. It was such a wonderful journey of discovery over the last 3 years, and now we're coming to an end. And yeah, I do think, I like the show, and I just think things will continue.
Wow, thank you for sharing that. That was so powerful. Now, as of late, is Connie and Kelly starting some good trouble, trying to oust the Miltons, and what's at stake there?
Connie and Kelly's not, like, afraid to, like Lauren said before, stir the pot and kind of make people really snap out of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, this is a world that we're living in right now where it's just too much stuff going on. Every single time we have, like, a moment of, like, some peace, boom, something else happens. And, you know, like, I think we're at this point now where it's just kind of, no, we don't have to accept this. It's not fair. We was actually doing pretty well at a point, especially after, like, the whole Whisperer War and, like, just getting things back on track. And now you just have, you know, these people at the Commonwealth just kind of, like, just forcing their hand, like, our hand, and, you know, trying to, like, show up their power in a sense. And one thing about Connie and Kelly is even if we're not saying so much, we're definitely seeing a whole lot, and we're going to make sure everyone else sees it too. And who cares who gets their feelings hurt, you know?
Yes, I agree. How about you, Lauren?
Yeah, I was thinking about how, you know, the title, the multiverse, that's so in use now. You know, in The Walking Dead, that final chapter really focuses on, you know, I feel like the one big question that people who are watching the show has is, okay, so I've already met these characters and they have survived through the apocalypse, but what would they be like if they were part of a everyday society? You know, and I think that this actually gives the audience that, you know, a glimpse of who Connie and Kelly were before the apocalypse happened. We see Connie doing what she has done throughout the years, you know, searching for the truth. And that doesn't change. And we also see Kelly, you know, discovering her identity, her purpose within that community. And I think it's wonderful. It's a new story to experience because we have seen Kelly, who's a young adult, you know, at the beginning of, you know, at the end of season 9. And we can imagine, you know, when the world fell apart, she was just a little kid. And so we get to see Kelly, you know, explore adulthood in this new world, you know, while also stirring the pot and causing chaos. But it's not just for the sake of causing chaos. It's also with intention. And I think community is the heart of everything, and of the heart of everything that Kelly and Connie do.
Speaking of community, what would you like to say to the entire Walking Dead community, the fandom, who are going to miss you both so much, who have been so invested in this iconic series for 11 seasons? What would you like to say to them as we approach part 3 of season 11?
For me, I would say, huge thank you. I'm so grateful to, actually be a part of, a show that has dedicated fans, whether if they're just fans for the heroes, the villains, or the walkers, or anything else in between. I've always had a real positive and loving experience from people that I've never met before, and it actually showed me wow, we really have an impact on people that's watching from home. You don't know what it is about your character, what it is that you portrayed with your character that really affected them. And when we get to actually see each other in person and meet, some people have tears in their eyes, some people are just over the moon happy, and to actually know that we can bring out so many emotions within these people that watch, and how they're just so open-minded and open-hearted, to the show and to us, it's just a really beautiful thing. And I didn't expect to get into this acting thing, and it was really scary, especially as a teenager and working with so many amazing big names and people, and to know that the whole cast and crew of The Walking Dead and the fandom has really welcomed us with open arms and really showed out. I honestly the most ride or die type of fans ever.
Angel, you've done an amazing job. So have you, Lauren. Lauren, could you end us off? What would you like to say?
Thank you. To our fans, I hope that by watching, watching the 11 seasons, I hope that they know that toilet paper is not the answer. weapons and family is the answer to surviving the apocalypse. And thank you for your love.
I love it. Thank you both so much. This was a treat and a delight. Keep up the great work. Be well, everyone.
Thank you, Tammy. Those interviews were so fun, Giovanna. It was good to talk to the characters who play Yumiko, Pamela Milton, and Mercer. They're really fun to speak about. I love their take on the rest of the series. And I'm excited to see what Mercer and Princess relationship is going to be. Michael James Shaw said we just have to wait and listen there. I love how Pamela talking about her son's character, Sebastian, doesn't really listen to her, and she's trying to get him under control. I love how Eleanor plays the role of Yumiko, talking about the different type of stereotypes that she usually played and how she loved playing Yumiko, which is very diverse and versatile type of character. They were really cool, and I just love her accent. Eleanor is awesome.
I adore her too.
I was telling Lauren and Angel, I loved how they came on to the show at the end of season 9 when Andrew Lincoln left. I think those characters really fit in and now they're standing out on their own. I seen on the Twitter page of The Walking Dead World that Angel Theory, who plays the role of Kelly, is now a main character of the series throughout the rest of the season. So that is huge. I got to screen the first 2 episodes. I understand you watched the first episode, correct?
Yes, I did.
The one How did you like it?
Well, I loved it. I am, watching every second, with my heart, holding on to my heart, thinking wow, this is one of my favorite shows that is coming to an end. I think it's, should I share what happened a little bit? I mean, it's basically, again, it goes back to Negan, coming back and being helped, going to infiltrate the place that they're all at, and coming again to the aid of his community, and Maggie and all of them depending on each other for survival, and figuring out how they're going to overcome, you know, all the stuff that's happening, right?
Right. And I love that you said that, because I thought to myself, Negan saved them from Alpha in her whispers. Now here's Negan again, trying to save the community from the bad people at the Commonwealth, like Hornsby. And I thought to myself, if Rick Grimes was here, how would he react to know that Negan's out of that cell, he's getting along with Maggie and Daryl, and just fit right in with the community? So many thoughts, and I'm so excited for the Rick and Michonne spinoff next year as well. I'm just like, I'm so here for that reaction. Rick Grimes finding out that Negan is out of that cell. And
when is he coming back? I know he's coming back this season, right? Or is it just a rumor?
That is, for now, I'm thinking a rumor. I was recently at the AMC Networks summit. Scott Gimple was there, who's a showrunner of The Walking Dead. And he just stated that it's slated next year and that it's going to be an epic love story with Michonne and Rick. But he did not confirm if Rick will be seen for the last episode. So that's still up in the air. And as a true fan, I'm hoping, because honestly, I would feel cheated, even if it was like a 30-second clip or a voice over or something. I'm like, give us something with Rick, you know?
Well, let's see what happens. I think it's interesting of all of the spinoffs are coming. That's so great that you got to attend the AMC Network Summit.
Yes, and you actually also attended a Walking Dead event too, the Living with the Walking Dead.
Well, thanks to you. You invited me to the Moving Image, the Museum of Moving Image in Queens. It's now, I think, in Astoria. And it was wonderful. It saw the gate. Remember the first episode when Rick wakes up and there's this big, the doors in the hospital? Mm-hmm. And they had those doors actually at the museum. They staged all of the area with costumes of the characters, pictures, you name it. And from even images and small and videos and all of that. At one point I will, because I think it's running through January, I believe. I will do a blog on that with all the wonderful pictures that I got. And it's very exciting, because when they opened it up, of course, I met some of the other fans. I'm looking forward to, you know, the one, the Living with the Walking Dead. The one in New York, what's it called? Dead City. I want to work on Dead City. Hey, if you're listening,
that's right.
I'm a producer here. I would love to work on it. And I think actually the production company is in New Jersey. So I think it's in New Jersey. It's very interesting how New York and when you think of filming in New York City, you have to also include New Jersey, because there are a lot of studios that work so closely together.
Yes. And I'm speaking that in existence for you. The Walking Dead universe is forever expanding. The fans will keep growing, and we are so here for it. I know you and I can continue talking about The Walking Dead all day long. But before we go, what are some of your final thoughts of the show overall?
Well, I think twofold. I think, you know, as a fan, I've enjoyed the journey. I've gotten very close to a lot of the characters and missed them, and especially Glenn. That's still one character that resonates with me, and I love that the actor. He is just phenomenal. I wish they never would have killed him off. Jesus. There are a few of them, right? And then, you know, and as a creative and a filmmaker as well, I think, okay, it's also looking at the whole franchise in itself and certain seasons that didn't work quite well, and understanding the reasons why. Paying attention to what the fans really like, and so I think it's taught me a lot more of this collective journey that is happening across all filmmaking and communities coming together toward a mission, and, you know, toward doing something good.
Wow, that is powerfully said, Giovanna. I feel as a diehard fan, I'm very proud. And every time I watched, I felt I was a part of this world. And I think it was Norman Reedus who said it. It's not just about the actors. It's about all the fans and everyone, because it's all of our show and all of our universe. And I know some people may have stopped watching with Andrew Lincoln, our fierce leader, left. But I feel like no one person is bigger than an ensemble of this iconic television franchise, which has been known for these 11 seasons, though Andrew Lincoln has done an outstanding job leading the realm for all these years. I'm proud of the cast and crew. I want to shout out Greg Nicotero, Scott Gimple, Angela King, all the actors who've been on every single season. I want to give a shout out to season one. Season six was definitely my favorite seasons ever. I'm so excited what's to come. I'm honored to have interviewed so many of the cast this year. And I am so happy that we got a chance to talk about our favorite show together on a night with podcast Giovanna.
Oh, I really want to thank you, Tammy, for this opportunity. It's been fun.
And listeners, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Be sure to subscribe so you won't miss our next episode. And if you would like to be featured on the podcast, just reach out to communications@nightwith.org. Thanks, Giovanna, for a great episode.
Tammy, thank you so much for inviting me. This was fun. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Until next time, keep crushing it.